Hi, everybody. This is Gene and Ernesto. We're here to interview Jake Woods. He is an entrepreneur, a local one. He has a website, JW Collection, and on that website has different design shirts, and then there's another company, One Rung, and we're just kind of here to talk about that. So welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
How's it going?
How are you?
Good.
Good.
So you are not from Phoenix. You're from Atlanta, is that correct?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. First, how's that like coming in here to Phoenix? Is that like a big culture difference?
Yeah, I'm from a small town outside of Atlanta, so okay. It's not really the city. It's probably like 1,500 people.
Okay.
Farmland. Wow. Yeah, so it's totally small town.
Yeah.
So what brought you here?
I actually came out here to do some work, and I met my now business partner that basically has had his name out there and like knew what he was doing, and I was totally getting taken advantage of everywhere I went. So I met him, and he's basically given me a place to stay and helped me from ground zero to where I am now. So
you're self-made. So you're coming out here and you're trying to do that. So now, it's interesting. What I'm drawn to your story is that, you know, you just didn't take a job, and you're like, I mean, I see you working, but you're like, also, I want to do this myself. So, I mean, where did that come from? Were your parents self-employed? Or?
Yeah, both of my parents are self-employed.
So that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
And then, also on your website, it talks about the need to give back, and I like that part of it. Where did that come from?
As a kid, I always gave back. Like, I mean, going to school and giving my lunch money away because I knew I could go home and eat, and I didn't know if they could. So I was always, like, the giving type, and I love doing it. I actually love giving back more than giving to myself. It makes me more happy to give to somebody than to accept something for myself, so...
And you have an interesting story about giving away your shirt.
Yeah. My mom like told me some stories of where I was younger, and I would give the shirt off my back for somebody, and you know, people use that as a saying, but like I actually did it as a kid. I was totally like the giving type.
Was it an ugly shirt? Is that why you gave it away? You wear your ugly clothes?
No. No, so I just cute. Yeah, I'm really soft-hearted, so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean that is. I mean, is it still like that now, or?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the JW Collection was is the fact that I never actually had the money and to give back, so I created a brand that actually raised money that I could make a profit and give back at the same time. So I was having a business and being able to do what I love. So,
can we talk about those designs? Like, why?
Yeah, sure.
What is the the grenade? I mean, I like them because they're very masculine.
Yeah.
I like that. So, I mean, where did that come from?
Well, the funny thing is it's come out to be two different meanings. The brand is JW Collection. Just Wonder is like, just wonder what one person can do. Heart Impact is an impact you can make on somebody else's life. But people's kind of turned it into two different ways. So Heart Impact is like sexual is what people look at, and Just Wonder is sexual. So it's benefiting us in two ways. So people know the real meaning, and people assume they know, like they just like it for what it is. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of like fed into that and made our designs off of the sexual and the fact of it
that's
being
smart. Yeah, it's innuendo. It's
So is it just t-shirts that you sell?
Yeah, as of right now. We plan on growing. Like we want to do underwear next. That's our next big thing.
Very
underwear,
cool.
So
I do boxers. So this is cool. Like, have you ever been out just like at a bar or anything, and you see somebody in your t-shirt, and like they don't know that it's from you?
Well, actually, I haven't in Phoenix. I haven't seen it yet, but I have heard people like in Canada. Somebody said they were in Canada and saw somebody wearing one of my shirts. So just on Facebook.
Cool.
So it's kind of exciting to hear.
Oh, this is very cool.
The quote. There's a quote on there, and it says, "Know that your sense of style goes more than skin deep." Is that from you, or?
Yeah, that's our slogan. That's what we're going by right now, and that's like meaning that it's not just a shirt. That your purchase is actually doing more than giving you something to wear. It's actually going more than skin deep, and you're actually helping somebody at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So it's got a meaning behind it as well.
Very
so.
Cool. And so there's two companies, right? Or
yeah, there's two. We started off with JW Collection, that was our main focus, and then we were spending so much money having the shirts produced, so we actually bought a screen printing business and started doing our own stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now we're actually doing stuff for local businesses and charities, like what we're doing for tomorrow's event.
Okay, cool.
So let me just get it straight. So you have the site that sells your designs and what you're doing. And now if somebody, like if we wanted to create t-shirts, we could work with you.
Yeah, I own my print shop now, and I can do all kind of designs. So.
Okay, that's interesting.
Wow, very cool. Gosh, you're so young.
Yeah.
I like how you get shit done. You know what I mean? Because that's how you have to do. You can't wait around. So you just need to get it done. So that, and then the design. So the charity work, how did you find out about that Josh Rivers?
It's actually a funny story. I was watching the news on a Friday morning and saw the story. And I...
We should... I should just... Josh Rivers is somebody... Can you kind of just tell a little bit?
Yeah, Josh Rivers is a kid that was at a nightclub in Phoenix a year and a half ago and was shot 3 times and paralyzed from the waist down. Mm-hmm. And we're putting on a show tomorrow night at BS West to raise funds and help him walk again. And actually, they've actually raised the funds they need for the device, and now they're raising funds for the gear shifters for his hand so he can drive. So...
So he needed a special device?
Yeah, a special device that helped him walk.
Oh, okay.
Is it his, like, for, to help his spinal cord or something?
It's kind of like, he's got like a, I think it's like a numb leg or dead leg or whatever. One leg don't work. So this device is to send, like, electricity shocks to his leg to help him walk in. And over time, it will, like, fully rehabilitate his leg and make him...
So you saw this on the news?
Yeah, I saw it on the news once.
Did not know him.
I did not know him. And I made this comment to my boyfriend that I was like, this is where I want to be. This is the kind of stuff I want to help. I wish I had all the money. I would just donate it all. And then it's funny because then the next day I was sitting at my computer desk working at One Wrong, and I got an email on Facebook saying that they were friends with Josh Rivers and wanted to know if I could print shirts for their stuff. They knew what I stood for the JW collection. Yeah, so it was totally like caught me off shock.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to approach or even get involved. And just the fact that I was approached by them showed me that like what I'm doing is really getting out there, because I was noticed for what I do. So like it was a really big eye opener for myself.
And do you know, what's going to go on tomorrow, or what can we expect tomorrow?
Tomorrow, there's a lot of drag queens going to be there. I know that. So we got free giveaways. We're going to be giving out bags, computer bags, and a few JW collection stuff. And then I've raised money myself through a few small businesses, and we're going to present them with a check of what we've raised. And whatever we sell tomorrow night at the event, we'll also be giving 1% of those. So.
Oh, wow. I mean, he seems very hopeful. When I see him, he doesn't seem like he's, at least, I mean...
Yeah, he's very high-spirited. Like, he's totally got his head up. So.
I'd be pissed. I would be suing everybody and greeting.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because when I get mad, I eat. So, yeah, that's me. So where do you see yourself, like, in 5 years? Do you have a plan where you seem to be wanting to go?
I actually want the t-shirt line to be a... fashion line. That's the plan. We actually want to add wallets, jeans, underwear, lingerie. Like, we plan on growing this as high as we can get it. So we're giving it all we got, and that's our 5-year goal plan right there.
Just right there going on. So it's interesting how you're finding people that kind of help you develop that. It's really...
Yeah, I mean, it's been stepping stones. I mean, from my past to where I am now, it's totally two different spots. So.
Do you go on that? You know, like, so if somebody's listening and they're, like, kind of feeling sorry for themselves and they're just not getting anywhere, because have you ever had that feeling where you're stuck? What would you say to them?
I would say just keep going, never give up, because, like, you might have your bad days, but there are the good days, too, that make you enjoy what you're doing. And, like, Josh's was a big eye-opener for us. Is like, because we actually finally got recognized by what we're doing and trying to help people, and we were approached by them. We didn't approach them, so it was kind of a big eye-opener. People are seeing what we're doing.
Yeah. So it's good.
So is there... Do you choose the charities, or...
Well, right now, we've actually worked with two. We worked with a kid that had MDA, and then we designed their shirts for their walk that they were raising. And then Josh's is our second, and I think they just come to me. Like, I mean, the next one is a lady that has breast cancer and has 2 kids, and her daughter actually has cancer, too, and she's 13. So and I got approached by them at a camping trip, like, telling me their story, and I just fell in love with this. So I think that's our next one that we're going to help out.
Wow. So the little girl has cancer, too?
Yeah, she found out a month before her mom, and then her mom found out she had breast cancer.
Wow, that's... Yeah.
So touching story.
So where can people get your t-shirts?
JWCollection.com.
We'll have a link. We'll put a link there for
you. And we're in a few stores. We're in a store in Atlanta and Miami, Cherie Armand.
Oh, really?
So it's a high-end boutique store.